Hi everybody, it's Oksana with you. How are you guys today? Hope everything is excellent. So, hey there foodies, get ready to feast your eyes and tantalize your taste buds as we take a delicious journey into the heart of Russian cuisine. Russian crab? Oh, it's a whole vibe. Picture this, hearty soups, comforting stews, and dishes bursting with flavor, all designed to warm you up from the inside out. It's like a big, cozy hug on a plate. But wait, there is more. Russian food isn't just about filling your belly. It's a culinary adventure that spans centuries. From old-school kulinary pies to modern-day masterpieces, every bite tells a story of tradition, culture, and downright deliciousness. So, grab your forks and get ready to get in, because this episode is serving up some serious foodie vibes. Let's get cooking! Today, we have a very special guest joining us in the studio. Please, welcome Robin, our resident culinary historian, here to enlighten us about the fascinating journey of Russian cuisine through the ages. Robin, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to dive into the delicious world of Russian cuisine with you all.
Robin, before we start talking about the wonders of Russian cuisine, could you share a bit about your background and how you became so passionate about it?
Okay, no problem. Well, believe it or not, my love affair with Russian cuisine started back in Britain, of all places. I became intrigued by the rich history and diverse flavors of Russian food while studying European history at the university. That fascination only grew when I moved to Russia about 15 years ago and ended up marrying a wonderful Russian guy. Yeah, I love my Russian husband. Living here immersed in the culture and cuisine has been an incredible journey, and I've been fascinated by the Russian cuisine ever since.
Oh, 15 years! Well, that's amazing, Robin. My congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's wonderful to hear how your personal journey led you to discover the richness of Russian cuisine. Now, let's delve into the culinary delights of Russia, shall we?
Absolutely. I can't wait to share some insights with you all.
Absolutely. So, Robin, let's start from the beginning. Can you tell us more about the early influences that shaped Russian food in its nascent stages?
Of course. Russian cuisine has a rich history rooted in its northern climate and the inventiveness of its people. In the early days, the main focus was on hearty, calorie-rich foods that could sustain through harsh winters. Dishes like budini, pancakes in English, kasha, porridge in English, and pies stuffed with various fillings were staples on the table, reflecting the availability of ingredients and the need for nourishment.
Fascinating. So it's incredible to see how the culinary landscape of Russia was shaped by its environment and the ingenuity of its people. How did this cultural exchange contribute to the diversity of dishes we see today?
Yes. Throughout history, Russia's borders expanded southward and eastward, bringing in a plethora of culinary influences from neighboring regions like the Volga Basin, Siberia, and the Caucasus. Each nation had its own specialties, and over time, these dishes were adopted and adapted into Russian cuisine. For example, the introduction of ingredients like rice, spices, and vegetables from the Byzantium and Bulgaria added depth and variety to Russian dishes, just imagine, while also influencing cooking techniques and flavors.
That's incredible. It's amazing to see how Russian cuisine has evolved into the diverse and vibrant tapestry it is today. Now, moving forward in time, we see that Russian cuisine underwent further transformations during the 17th and 18th centuries, with influences from European countries like France and Germany. Can you shed some light on how these foreign influences shaped Russian culinary traditions during this period?
Absolutely. At the beginning, the basic dishes on the tables of ancient Russians were bread, meal products, and grain-based meals. Women used to bake pliny, as I told, pancakes in English, and rye pies. Not a single family celebration could do without delicious pastry foodstuffs. They baked kurnik, a thing that's like chicken pie for the wedding, blini and pierogi, like pies in English, for the annual folk holiday, Masленица. Pies were stuffed with fish, meat, poultry, mushrooms, berries, cheese, vegetables, and even kasha. All guests were usually greeted with round karawai, the loaf of bread and salt. Karawai was set in the center of the table at every feast. Kasha, a porridge in English, as I told before, in Russia was very popular at that time, as it is still today, while milk and meat were not so popular until the 17th century. Moreover, honey and berries in ancient times were the basis of syrups and preserves. And when it was mixed with flour, butter, eggs, the beloved honey and berries became the foundation of Russian national dessert. Just one moment, please. It's called pryagiki. I know that it's in Tula somewhere there.
Quite right. So it is a curtain Tula region. And we call it Tulski Pryani.
Yes, I remember this. And what else? During the medieval period, most Russian beverages, such as cider, mead, hmen, and kvass, I tried it, it's really delicious, became national drinks, while the beer came into life only in 1284. And the famous Russian vodka, just imagine, made from rye grain, appeared only in 1440.
Oh, vodka, so it's incredible, I should say. Have you ever tried it?
Yes, but I don't like it really. I think I prefer was instead.
Yeah, so it's really for strong people, I should say. Okay, that's perfect. And what happened in 17th and 18th centuries?
The 17th century history, conquering of Kazan and Astrakhan, Bashkiria and Siberia brought pelmeni. It's dumplings, like in Japan cuisine, to the Russian cuisine. The 18th century was the time of Franco-Russian cuisine when aristocracy started employing foreign chefs. That was also the time when still famous dishes such as beef stroganoff and chicken Kiev were introduced. In fact, history tells us that from the time of Peter the Great and Catherine the Great, Russian nobility borrowed West European culinary customs and traditions. Rich nobles who visited Western Europe were so impressed and delighted that they brought with them foreign chefs to Russia, thus making a huge contribution to the development of Russian cuisine.
Oh.
Naturally, the foreign chefs cooked not Russian, but their own national dishes, which now fit harmoniously into the cuisine of Russia. French chefs introduced delicacies and sauces into the diet of the nobility. The tradition of fried meat came from Holland, just imagine. There was also the time of German sandwiches, butter, French and Dutch cheeses. Needless to say, Russian cuisine was influenced not only from neighboring countries, but also from the predominant Orthodox religion, which in turn strongly influences all aspects of the lives of the Russian people, as well as traditional Russian food. In fact, in the past, due to the old fasting rule of the Russian Orthodox Church, Russians for up to 220 days per year were required to eat only vegetarian food. Just imagine! But, for example, imagine the variety of fish dishes and caviar.
Oh, I see. Yep, it's quite right. Hope of our listeners are fascinated with these facts. But our history goes ahead. And as I know, being a Russian one, yeah, surely, the Soviet times also have a great contribution to the formation of Russian cuisine, have they?
Yes, quite right. This epoch is very strange and interesting at the same time. Believe me, my Russian husband told me about this. Soviet times brought colorful variety to food as 15 different republics shared recipes, which again enriched the Russian cuisine and introduced many more spices and ingredients. In time, Russian cuisine became more sophisticated and delicate. The variety of recipes is growing every day, and today eating in Russia is an exciting and joyful experience everyone should try. Just really try it. For example, a Russian salad has nothing to do with the creation of the French chef Lucien Olivier, who owned a restaurant in the center of Moscow. But ask any person from modern Russia or the former Soviet republics how they do Olivier, and they will all answer boiled sausages, potatoes, canned green peas, eggs, cucumber, and lots of mayonnaise. A Russian joke, you know? Don't touch it, this is for New Year. Everyone in the country gets this joke because this salad was served only in New Year's time in the Soviet Union.
That's right, quite right.
Another famous dish from the USSR is herring on the Efjokrod. Just imagine a herring who is wearing a fur coat. Yeah, that's right. Pieces of herring are covered with a layer of boiled potatoes, carrots, beets, grated eggs, and encased, of course, in mayonnaise. Russians love mayonnaise a lot. They put it to every dish. The salad invented in 1918 and was named in the spirit of the revolution, abbreviated in Russian as shuba, the fur coat, and still this dish decorates every Russian festive table, believe me.
Well, Robin, it's so interesting. But now, what's your favorite Russian dish?
Well, now surely, without any doubts, I fell in love with Olivier salad. Do you know that in different countries, Olivier salad is called a Russian salad? Sometimes it doesn't look like Olivier. And of course, beany with various fillings, especially with red or black caviar. So yummy.
Wow, I see. Well, Robin, what a fascinating journey through the annals of Russian culinary history. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
The pleasure's all mine. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to exploring more culinary adventures with you in the future.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Robin.
Bye-bye.
And there you have it, folks. As we wrap up our exploration of Russian cuisine today, we've only scratched the surface of this rich culinary tapestry. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will delve deeper into the diverse area of dishes from Russia's many ethnic regions. From the heady flavors of Siberia to the vibrant spices of the Caucasus, Russia's multinational heritage promises an exciting culinary journey. What interesting Russian dishes have you ever tried? So, let us know in the comments in our Telegram channel, Expert Adventure in Russia, and follow us in Instagram and Facebook pages, Expert Adventure in Russia. So, until next time, grab your aprons and get ready to explore the flavors of a truly diverse nation. Take care, guys. Happy cooking and bon appetit. Bye-bye.